Okay, so I'm gonna say good morning again.
Good morning.
And throw all that business stuff out of my mind, because we're here and we're gathered together and I'm feeding off of your energy, wherever it may be coming from. Some may be watching this later from home, but that's how I do what I do, with the energy that I get from you. So I've had a challenging week, to say the least. So send me love. But this morning I want to talk about the greatest reward. The greatest reward. There's a parable that I love. It's a widely known parable. I always like to affirm it and use it for myself when I'm doing my prayer work. And it's from Matthew 13:45-46. And it goes, Jesus was talking to the disciples and they were asking him, what was the kingdom of heaven like? And he said, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant who went about looking for fine pearls. And when he came upon one day a pearl that was so beautiful, that was so magnificent, that he sold all the other pearls he had and bought that one pearl of great price. I imagine he did it because for him, in that moment, that was the greatest reward. We have the greatest reward. It's always within our reach. It's always in us. But here's my question. Are you willing to do the work for the prize? You know, we hear so much about the end game. Are you willing to do the work for the end game? For the greatest frequency that can arise in you, for that feeling that no matter what you go through in this life, you can overcome, because in you, you've obtained the greatest pearl, or the greatest truth, the greatest wisdom there is, that will see you through. So what is that reward for you? You know, we use this parable, we talk about this parable, and we who give you lessons, we have many lessons contained within this one little parable. But what would you consider the greatest reward? What would you consider that which you would give up all just to obtain it? You know, we're working through this journey called life right now. Think about where you were maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago. A lot has been left to the wayside, hasn't it, to get you to this point right here, right now? But what would you give to be the full version or the full expression of your Christ self? You know, that's something to take into deep thinking, deep consideration, deep thought. In preparing for this message, I thought, what would I be willing to do? Would I be able to love someone who's cut me off in traffic? You know, sometimes our perception is what gets us into a little bit of trouble, a little bit of a, just a little bit of a challenge. You know, we interact with people every day, don't we? What goes through your mind in some of those interactions? Some of the not so fuzzy ones, you know, the ones I'm talking about. Would you be willing to give up the thoughts that you surround around those scenarios for the great prize? For the great reward, for the fully coming into your Christ self. You know, that's a thought. We can do the easy stuff, can't we? I can do the easy stuff personally, you know. It's when we come up against that barrier. When we come up against that mountain that we think that we'll never be able to make it up and over, those are the times when we take the time to know what we are, and not only what we are, why are we here? We're not just little statuettes placed around this universe or this world or on this big globe. We're individual expressions of God. And as an this is why we really should be here. And as an individual expression of God, you have your role, you have your part, you have something that only you, as part of this great whole, can do. Have you taken the time to sit in the quiet and see what that is? It may be we prayed for, we said our affirmation for you this morning. Maybe it's to embrace someone who's younger and going through a little bit of a challenge. Because as we give, we receive, and as we receive, we rise what? Higher in our, this morning we talked about vibrational energy. As we give, we receive, and we rise higher in our vibrational energy. And when you do a good deed, how do you feel? You know what? That's working towards that greatest reward. Because how would it be to be in that state of consciousness always, where you know what you know, and you know that you are an important part of this universe? Margaret Ponders, in a book, Laws of Love, she wrote, "We are threefold beings, spirit, soul, and body. And in this three-dimensional world, three steps, thought, word, and action are necessary ingredients to become expressions of what we were created to be." So to break this down for us, you can't just do a good deed and think that that's, you're going to get the reward for that. You have to be that good deed. In other words, just automatically go about doing the work in the will of Spirit. It's the thought, and not only the thought, what words are you saying? What words are you putting out there? You know, we do good deeds sometimes, but our words don't back that deed up. Case in point. If you go out of your way to visit someone, but you do it because, oh, well, I better go visit so-and-so because they won't like me anymore, they won't care for me anymore, or I just have to go visit them because I want everyone to know I've been there. None of you would do that. I'm just talking about people outside. But there are times when we sink into that mentality, when we find ourselves doing things and we say, I don't really want to do this. Is that using the thought, word, action ingredient? Not really. Because you're just doing it because you think that somewhere in your mind you should do it. But when we do things from the heart, when we build our nature so that we automatically, it's just a part of us to reach out. We're working our way towards that great reward because our hearts are pure and we're open and receptive. You know, to even begin to receive, we have to let go of what no longer serves us. My grandmother used to say that, I can't even get the quote together. I don't know why spirit jumped it in my mind, but something about you can't grow grass on a busy highway or something. I guess the cars are continually rolling around. That might not be exactly how she said it. But when the mind is going, when the mind is busy, when the mind is turning, when the mind has all this useless stuff that it's mulling over, you're blocking the road. You're not letting in what you're supposed to be. You're just going along automatically doing things because you think people, this is what I should do. I was thinking the other day that what is represented by this pearl in my heart? What is truly my pearl of great price? I know we say moving towards the Christ Spirit, but what even does that mean? How does that life play out? The life of the Christ. Does that mean things aren't going to happen? Does that mean, oh, it's all going to be good? And I'm going to tell you, oh, it's all good. Don't worry about it. It's all good. No. It's knowing that I am where I am. And that one step at a time, I'm going to let go of all the stuff I've been taught from birth. I'm going to let go of thinking this humanness is all there is to life. And somewhere out here is a spiritual part of me. It's not really a part of me. It's out there. It's an entity that I can't attain it because it's out here. You know, we can think some things when we think back on our previous lives. But the joy is when we think back on what we used to do, our previous lives, and things we used to say, and see the growth. Isn't that amazing? To see the growth in yourself, to see you rise above, to see you handle things in an entirely different perspective than how you used to handle them. You know, I like the explanation they give for this parable in the Truth Unity. Go out and look on Truth Unity sometimes before you get into your spiritual work. There is a wealth of information out there. In Truth Unity, it was saying that the merchant in this parable, he had found something so special. He had found something of great beauty and great worth. He had found something worthy of letting go of everything that he had previously had. And these pearls for us, just think about this metaphysically. You might have gathered a whole bunch of little pearls as you've gone along through life. And these pearls, more than likely, were probably material things. You've got house, car, this, that, and other. Pull it all together, husband, wife, whatever, all in one spot. But what is it? Would you give that up to fully step into your Christ spirit? I'm not talking about leaving this earth plane. I'm talking about living your life fully Christed. I'm talking about when those challenges come up, see them, let them pass, know that they didn't come to stay, and letting them go. I'm talking about when that one thing irritates you. You know, that's another thing. I like the way they talked about the pearl. You know, pearls are formed by irritants getting in there and just aggravating. And that forms a little protective liquid like that covers that aggravation. And it turns into this beautiful, wonderful pearl. So when I read that, I thought, man, okay. So I have grown. Because there are some things that have, we went through it last month in the Untethered Soul, that just get in there and aggravate you day in and day out. But when you finally open your eyes, when you finally see it for what it truly is, what happens? Oh, wow, you've grown, right? You've rose. You've lifted out of that, and the next time that experience comes along, it's nothing. Because you know you have what it takes to lift yourself up out of that. So, we come to a point in our lives where we realize that we're being filled, that, and we're getting excited, aren't you? Each time you learn another piece of truth and put it together with what you previously know, don't you feel excited? Each time you come through a trial, each time you come through that fire, and you're on the other side, and not getting stuck in the past, but you glance back and you say, wow, The Spirit of the Lord is alive in me. I've moved over that mountain. I've moved on. So when we think about the great reward, I can, and each one of us, we're on a journey. And to me, each achievement, inner achievement, each growth within it, each time I'm elevated just a little more in my consciousness and my thinking, I think of it as stepping stones. And I take one step and wow, I incorporate that into my beingness. And I know in me something is jumping up and down and says, I got that. I got that one. And I take another step. And soon I see that all this stuff I've gathered, all these little pearls I've gathered, they're worthless, really. Why not let go of them? Why not sell them? Because there's a greater reward to live a life of spirit. We have a way shower. We have the road map. How many take time to get to know the road map? To get to know the life and the works of Jesus Christ, to look beyond the words in the Bible and glean that energy that he's leading and guiding us through. You know, it takes work. It takes work. It does, as much as I'd like to say that it just comes, it's in you. We talked about this. It's in you as potential. But if you never take time to develop it, oh my. But we here, we're used to working on development, right? Right? We're used to expressing unconditional love. We're used to working on our inner selves by forgiving. We're used to being able to take in these new stories, well, some of us, take in these new stories and know the truth in them. And the truth in them, and whatever it is we're reading, one presence, one power in the universe. We've seen some things this past couple days. We've seen some things that anyone who is not standing in their spiritual power are feeling lost, angry, bitter. But we know there is one presence, one power, that there's good in this world, and there are people that are expressing that good. And guess what? I'm looking at a whole group of them right now. We say we want to be the beacon. That means we let our lights shine. That light of wisdom, that light of spirit, that light of love, peace. And guess what? And we pray. So let's exercise our power right now. I like this quote from T.S. Eliot, a poet. He says, we shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we know the place for the first time. So the more we turn within, we arrive at that space within, and we know it was here all the time, and we are back at the beginning. So let's take a deep breath. And let's move inward. Let's move inward to where all that ever was and ever will be and ever will be active in us resides. We move from the head down into the heart region. And in doing so, we take that deep breath and we move and we let go. Even to the point of releasing all these thoughts that I had stirred up this morning. We're moving towards that space where the reward resides. And we get glimpses as we make this journey inward. We get glimpses along the way. And these glimpses come in the form of vibrations that stir within us, that move through us, that are touched by the love and the peace of spirit. We are spiritual beings. And the great reward is moving towards our center, where we know what it is we need to know to move into the Christ consciousness and to operate from that consciousness of the Christ. So taking a deep breath as we reach the door to that inner chamber, and as we step over the threshold, immediately we know we are where we desire to be. It is in the center of the activity of spirit. And in this activity, we can recharge and be renewed. So we take a deep breath and we settle in, taking a moment in the quiet, absorbing the purest of pure love. Absorbing a tranquility that is like none other. Blending and melting into the oneness of all that God is. Right here, right now, in the quiet. And as we prepare to return to this time and space, we do so claiming for ourselves, I am a powerful spiritual being. The greatest reward ever resides in me. I have the potential to live up to that reward. I am a powerful spiritual being. And as we prepare to return to this time and space, affirm that with me. I am a powerful spiritual being. Feel the vibrations moving throughout you again. I am a powerful spiritual being. With eyes open, turn to someone in the room and tell them you are a powerful spiritual being. Together, you are a powerful spiritual being. Again, you are a powerful spiritual being. We love to come together as community and lift this roof to that high frequency. And we do so by together joining in and saying, we are powerful spiritual beings. We are powerful spiritual beings. Feel that energy move. When we say that, we are powerful spiritual beings.
Yeah.
And guess what? The reward is yours this morning. Are you accepting?
Yes.
Yes. Bless you. We're going to turn to another part of our service, and we're going to take our love offerings. If you have them, take them in your hands. I like to generate that energy with them, so I just kind of rub mine knowing that when I release it, it's going to fly free out into the universe. So let's say our prayer, prosperity prayer together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you, God, and let it go. That's beautiful, beautiful closing. Oh, let's bless our offerings first, though. Holy Spirit, moving in and throughout everything in the universe. We're so grateful for these gifts being so willingly shared with this ministry to do your work in your will. And so we release them, and we know that all the avenues they've come from, everything that they touched will be enriched. So for this and all things, we say thank you, God, for these gifts. And we thank you in the name of the living, loving Christ moving in and throughout the giver of each and every one. For this we say thank you, and it is so. Amen.